This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of a Chihuahuan desert. Early Western explorers were awed by it. Archaeologists have studied it for a century. Indigenous people have long known the site, of course, and continue to revere it. Today, as a Texas state park, tens of thousands tour it each year. Hueco Tanks, east of El Paso, will always inspire wonder. Its red volcanic mountains create a desert oasis, and the prehistoric imagery painted on its cliffs and cave walls is deeply evocative. Yet, as well-loved as Hueco Tanks is, we're only beginning to take its true measure. Archaeologists are making discoveries here that defy expectation. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
Sometimes you enter a fissure or a crack, and that fissure and crack just continues, and you have to just continue in that area. You really, to some degree, have to let the mountain guide you.
That's Amanda Castaneda. She and Charles Koenig, her fellow archaeologist and husband, are conducting a new survey of Hueco Tanks pictographs. Hueco Tanks is a stony labyrinth of narrow crevices and steep rock faces. It's a legendary rock climbing destination for a reason. Because of that complexity, it hasn't been thoroughly surveyed before. Working with the archaeological firm Versar, Castaneda and Koenig began the project in 2024 after El Paso Representative Mary Gonzalez secured state funding. They began at North Mountain, one of Hueco Tanks' four main outcrops. They divided the mountain into 30 by 30 meter grids, then groped and climbed. Using flashlights in shadowy spaces, they sought even the faintest signs of pigment. Then they used a digital tool called D-Stretch to draw out imagery invisible to the naked eye. Hueco Tanks is known for its colorful Hornada-style pictographs, striking faces or masks, dancers with headdresses, geometric designs still used by native peoples in the Southwest. The archaeologists expected to find between 300 and 400 previously undocumented rock art panels across the entire park, but that expectation was swiftly upended as they identified a host of Hornada-style images.
I think we were probably up to like 40 panels within 2 weeks. It very quickly snowballed. We very quickly realized there were way more than I think anyone had guessed.
The pair ultimately recorded 161 new panels at North Mountain. A panel is any imagery on a rock surface that might include a single image or many. In 2025, they moved on to West Mountain, where they found 154 previously unrecorded panels. The Hornada people were desert farmers. With its caves, springs, and natural water catchments, Hueco Tanks was likely a water shrine, a portal to the powers that brought rain. But the archaeologists also found pictographs created by more ancient foraging cultures. This place was clearly sacred for millennia. Much of the newly discovered imagery is near known rock art, but without D-Stretch, appears dim or nondescript. Many images were hidden in spaces large enough for only one person. Some were a single line or a smudge. These likely reflect individual devotional acts, Koenig says.
Whether that's you're walking on a ceremonial procession going up the mountain and the smudge or the single red line is that is a prayer, that is an offering, still part of that ceremonial ritual landscape, which is an interesting story in itself.
Castaneda and Koenig will now move on to two remaining mountains, East Mountain and East Spur. They anticipate documenting hundreds of additional new images, and their findings will empower the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to safeguard this place. It's a West Texas resource we're only beginning to understand. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.